You are listening to BensTorah.com.
My business is beferish. Pachim Kitanim have no Tumas Heset. So where's the marker for Tumas Heset? And why would Pachim Kitanim not get Tumas Heset? So there's a pasuk in Tekaris Karnim says there's a pasuk. The pasuk says V'chi Yiga B'Klicheres. If a person goes ahead and touches a Klicheres, the Klicheres is Tumme. The problem is a Klicheres is never Makabel Tumma B'Negiyah, right? A Klicheres is only Makabel Tumma Mitochei. So how in the world could the pasuk says V'chi Yiga B'Klicheres Yitma? So Tekaris Karnim says Negiyas Kulo Cheres, meaning there's a negiyah that encompasses the whole klicheres. Ezehu tumas heset. When a person goes ahead and displaces something, that is considered to be tumas negiyas kula. That is considered to have touched or enveloped the whole object by displacing it. However, Rashi says a very interesting vort that Pachim Ketanim, the Gemara says, are not makamel tumas heset. Why not? So he says, because since the Torah says Tumas Heset with the language V'chiyiga, and V'chiyiga is then learned out, Tumas Heset, any type of Heset has to be only if Negiyah is possible. So there's a major discussion.
It's too small, the opening.
Right, so the opening is too small. But the question is, the hair of a Zov can go through the hole and be Metame B'toichai. So that's the discussion there between Pedal Mabez, Tin Rashi, and Tosis. How can you confer Tumas Zov on a Kli Cheres? Is that possible? But nevertheless, Hesed is displacing the Kli, which is learned out from the pasuk V'chiyiga. So that's Tumas Hesed. So that's the seesaw Tuma. A little story much nice, always have a seesaw. Hainu Labala, Vagam Tamei Linyan Taras.
Is Hainu Labala, he's talking about the Isha Labala.
Yeah, that's what I pointed out, you're right.
So then clearly he's learning that.
That's an essay.
That's an essay. That's how he's learning it, right?
So
he answered the question.
Right, interesting. So I have a question, this is a famous question. All the Richuk Nidus that we have, correct? Touching, passing something. If a person is not Noahig, those Harchakas, would he be over a mitzvah Doraisa possibly? A bit what say or not?
No. Because those harchokos are for as a gather for the chorus of Arias, but not for the Issur Tumah. When we do harchoka for Onesh Chomer, it's chorus.
That's not what he's talking about when he says
he's saying that if Bela Nida or she's Bela, then besides getting the mom, which has an ownership chorus, you also get your ober and assay that you didn't keep the laws of tumah. There's tumah in Isur. So you're saying that
and according to the Rambam
sheet,
the sheet is Harambam.
But say there's harchoka for the assay of tumah is, first of all, you should all make harchokas for assays.
That's the key of the
essay. No, that's what I'm saying. Would the harchokas also be because of this problem?
That's not what I meant.
No.
I meant that when a person does not listen to harchokas, it's as if he's ignoring her status of tumas nida. How does a person go ahead and move up to the essay? Through ignoring her status as a nida, correct? Isn't that what it appears?
That's what he's saying.
So we asked, does that mean ignoring her status as a nida only legabi tum batara? Or is it also ignoring her status as a nida legabi isa v'heter? So the Minchas Chinuch says, v'noheges, haino lebaila. Correct?
You can't back into to be over a seda raisa because of a harchaka de rabbanu.
Okay, that's a question.
That's another answer, but not the answer you gave before.
Okay,
right, that's a good question. That's a question.
And I'll ask you, according to the Rambam, who holds chibuk and nishuk of anidas and isur d'oraisa, correct? By the way, it's very interesting. You know, Rabbi Wein always says the good old days weren't so good, things never change, you know, in all his tapes. So if you look at the crazy uplacy in Simen Kuf Pei Ches in Hilchos Nida, he goes through a long tirade there of the Jews are sinning, it's terrible, there's mixed dancing going on. Right. How could there be mixed dancing in crazy places? That was a long time ago.
Yaroslavsky goes all the time on
mixed dancing?
No, Yaroslavsky speaks about it even more, because those were Russians.
Right. And he says, Chosin and Kala are doing Chibuk and Nishuk, it's terrible. It's an Issa Dorais of Lo Sikra of Legalis Erva. According to the Rambam Shita, it's an Issa Dorisa for a man to go ahead and to be Mechabek or Menashek, any of the Arayas, including an Issa Nida.
So if you go back to the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, there were being like Arayas all over the place.
Right.
No one talks about it. More than Chibuk and Nishuk. They were doing the actual Arayas.
Okay.
And the
now you're supposed to go into, but Sina's Chinam is worse. That's usually the Shmuz. What? Waiting for the Chavetz Chaim presentation.
That's right. That's right.
Right.
So if a person is over that Issa Doraisa, Chibuk V'Nishuk, which according to the Ram is Issa Doraisa, is he also Mavatali Asay, this Asay?
Yes.
No. It's no, it's Lo Sikra of Legalis Erva. It's an Indian type of Arayas.
But he's talking about Arayas.
Not as Tuma. There's neither there's Arayas and there's Tuma.
Why can't he talk Tuma?
But that posad Lo Sikra of Legalis Erva.
But doing the action is you show that you're not paying attention to your status as a
Arayas. The Erva is neither.
No, I'm not paying to your status as an Arayas.
Both.
No, but that's not the law of Lesukhov Galat Erva. Lesukhov is not because the Torah is worried about that you're not worried about Tumu. The Torah is worried that you're getting close to
Arayas. But he's saying,
but I don't know if that's together. You're assuming it's together.
Yeah,
you don't know.
Assuming, yes.
I don't understand what you're saying, because when he says Labayla, he's talking about
the Tumu. It's funny, because Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole, in Asun Daraisi, has a whole simon about Nida. Is it Tumu or is it Issa? And I wonder if he talks about this whole Kinnah there.
I'm sure he doesn't.
Okay, so we learned one word, labayla.
Okay, haino labayla. V'gam t'mei alinyan taras. V'chol dinei k'din azov azova matami mishka v'moshe v'behesed. So I just want to tell you, there's another tumah by Nida.
It's Medrash.
What?
It's Medrash.
Medrash is, tumas Medrash is, that if there's a mat, or anything that's made for someone to lie on, if the Nida lies on it, then gets off of it, that's too much measures. They're matame that mat by lying on it.
No, it goes all the way through. It goes all the way through on medrash.
What's the difference than mishkav?
Medrash goes all the way through.
What's the difference between medrash and mishkav?
No, that's a good question.
Mishkav means, like I said, that object now becomes an avatumah.
Okay.
By medrash, the object does not become an avatumah. The object is now a rishon l'tumah.
So medrash is something which is not usually used to lie on, she just happens to lie on?
In other words, a mat.
Then it's like a couch. With a different, no, with a mat, it's a couch.
No. The classic case is a mat. A mat is too much medrash. But a mat is used to lie on. So it's matame too much medrash.
So its primary function is to lie on it, so why is it not called the mishkav?
It doesn't have the status of mishkav.
How do you define something as a medrash?
I'm not sure.
Can I say?
I'm not sure. Go ahead. Yeah.
Medrash, I think, goes through to all the layers below. It's one mattress on top of another one. Medrash goes all the way through.
So mishkav
is only the
mishkav, you have to physically touch it.
Yeah.
And medrash, you don't have to physically touch it.
But there is another tumah that everyone should know. It's a very good quiz. What's tumas evin masame? Anyone know?
Yeah,
Tumas Evin Masame. Anyone know that Tumah?
Yeah.
Have you heard of it? Come on. So if you would read it in the Gemara, you'd say Aben Masame? Or Ibn Masame? Tumas Evin Masame. So first of all, it comes from a Pasuk in Daniel. Everyone should know where it says. I don't know the exact quotation of the Pasuk, but to give deference to the Chidon HaTanach, I'm sure everyone could have answered, where is the Pasuk for Evin Masame? It's in Daniel. When it says Nebuchadnezzar closed the cave, he closed it with an Evin Masame. Evin Masame is a stone that is suspended in the air with two bases. It's suspended, Evin Masame, it's suspended in the air. So normally in order for there for Tumah to be conferred, there has to either be touching, or it has to be at the pressure of the Zav somehow. If there are many, many pillows, like you said, even the bottom pillow is Tumah to his Medrash. Because the Zav is applying his weight upon that whole What's the right way? The whole support. Even Masame is where there is a rock that is suspended like this. And below the rock that's suspended, you have an opening. If a person goes ahead and puts a kli under that opening, and then a zav or a nid that sits on the rock above, that object that's in the opening below is tameh. Now, why should it be tameh? He's not touching the kli, and there's no pressure on the kli. It's not right. In other words, that kli is not supporting the rock. So there's a new tuma evin masame. Now, where? What is the marker for evin masame? I don't know. But that is tumas evin masame. You should know this from the Gemara in Shabbos.
Yes, we can't trust that Gemara.
What? It's because Rabbi Akiva says that there's a pasuk. I forget where the pasuk is, but the beginning of Perek Rabbi Akiva in Shabbos says Rabbi Akiva's shita is that tumas avodah zarah mid rabbanan is every tuma that's a tumas nida. So the Gemara says, why does he have to compare it to a nida, compare it to a nevela? Because a nida has a special tumah a nevela doesn't have, tumas evin masame. I don't know the marker for evin masame, I'm sorry. But that's a new tumah. That if a rock is suspended or anything is suspended, there's an object underneath that object that's suspended, and the zav of the nida is sitting on the rock, somehow the tumah magically transfers through the rock as matame the kli.
It's only nida? It's only
nida zav and zav.
So if a person is doing it on top of that rock with his tameh, he's an avatuma, and there's food under the rock, it doesn't become a rishon?
First of all, food never becomes a rishon, right? Food never becomes a rishon. Food is never matameh anything else. That's above a common gemara.
No, but an avatuma is matameh ochle mashkan, right?
Right.
So if you have a tameh mace, and he's on top of that rock, and under it.
No, because there's no tumas evin masame by mace.
Okay, fine.
So only by zav, zav, and nida, right. That's another tumor. I'm just mentioning another tumor you should know. So at least you could say you learned something today.
Wow.
V'chol dined k'din zav, zav. Matame mishko v'moshe v'heset at evin masame. V'tameya b'chamisha minei damim kol shiva. V'ed sricha lispor shiva nekim. V'dam ha'nid matame lach v'yovesh. Hein lios ba'atzma t'meya hein l'ba l'taris. V'adam ma'at ba'atzma gam ken avatuma u'matame lach v'yovesh. So you should know that the avatuma by nida is not just the nida herself, but is also the dam. Like a zav. That the zav, not only the zav himself is an avatuma, but also the Shechva Zera Zov itself is also an avatuma.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.com.
The Chamisha Min Yadamim is the five colors, is that correct?
Yes. But if you look in Siman Kuf Pei Ches and Shulchan Aruch, the five colors are only really two colors. Four of them are types of red, and one of them is black. So the Rash Ben Taurus Habayis says black is really Be'etzem, not a color that's Matame. It's only a Din de Rabbanan. A chashash that the black dam was originally red. That's the Shitas Rashba. But other Rishonim hold all five, four red and one black, four types of red and one black. They are considered to be all Tumah Doraisa, according to Ramban. The Rashba says black is only Midah Rabbanan. Now we come into a very interesting question, which is based on a Gemara, a very difficult Gemara. Vida. Da'afim lo ra'asa mechamisha minei damim. Mikomakom im hu min ha-makar hadam tameh. U'matameh se'isha tumas erev lataros v'lo l'bayla. You should know there's another type of dam that's matameh. Meaning it doesn't have to be these colors to be dam ha-matameh. But the Minchas Sinuch brings down, this is based on a Gemara. The Gemara has a major sugya, which is a very hard sugya to learn, understand what it means. If Makor Makomo Tome or not. Makor Makomo Tome. Is that, what is that machlaikas? So you should know that the only Dam Midoraisa that's Matame is Dam Nida. Meaning Dam Maka is not Matame. Only Dam Nida. It has to be blood that comes out of a woman based on her menstruating. That's the only Dam that's Matame.
That's Makora Hera.
Right. But the problem is there is a sheet of Makor Makomo Tome. That the makar of the isha, the uterus of the woman itself, is a something that if something touches it, it becomes tameh. So there is a shita, for instance, if a woman has a maka in her uterus, Do you say that the uterus, by touching the blood, that by definition as a result of the injury, is touching the makor? Does the makor make that blood tame? So if you hold makor makamo tame, and a woman is releasing blood, but the blood is not as a result of normal nida cycle, but it's a result of a maka in the uterus, do you say that the uterus is makor makamo tame? By definition, the uterus itself is being matame that dam. Now, if that's the case, then the dam itself is becoming tame as a result of maga from the makor. So therefore, that would not be dam nida. It would not create tuma shiva.
Is that the same reason for dam sulim, mechayshish?
What are you asking about dam
sulim?
Right. Well, there's a whole question, do we pass in makor makom
atame? I'm saying, is that the same as soy?
No.
This is not matame labayla anyway. Dam makor is not matame labayla. It's only talking in
chum. It's only based on its tumah. It's not yisur v'heter. No, it's makor makom atame is yisur tumah. Like we said, there was is a din tumah. It's not a din.
Rambam passes like that.
There's a whole discussion in Rambam.
That passes the chinuch is passed like that because he's marked that all the things that you'll be able to say of tumah, milvada onish, besides the onish, but for makor and even the pasuk there's no onish for it.
V'da da afim lo ra'asa mechamisha minei damim mikoma kama imhu min hamakor hadam tame, because it almost works like a tumas maga, correct? The dam touches the makar, and the makar is matami the dam. But it's not matami the isha tumas shiva. When matami is the isha tumas erev, letaros velo lebaila. Ayin ram shom perak alf halachi yud, shedvar megungamim, binyan makor makom otame. So of course there's a whole literature on, there's a Rambam paskin makor makom otame. Va'ayin Rambam perak ches miyisur berlach yudalat. Ubenod b'yehud ma'adur tenyon yodeh simen tzadi zayin herich levarer divrei harambam. Ve'ena ela rishon letuma letaris, correct? It's not an av. No, it's normally dam nida is an av. If you hold makor makom atame, that's not dam nida. But it is susceptible to the tuma of the makor. But it's a rishon, it's not an av. Ve'ena ela rishon letuma letaris.
Are we saying that the makor is tame by itself?
Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. Makor makom tame.
Or the dam of the makor.
No, the makor goes
itself is tame. So if somebody would touch it, like you could go.
The Gemara doesn't have that example.
Doesn't give that example.
No, it gives an example of a makor. If a woman has an injury, that you know, the dam comes from the makor.
It talks about the dam, but it doesn't talk about the makor. Right. She's walking around with a part of her body that's always tame. But it's hidden. But it's hidden, so it's
tuma blur. Right.
Tuma blur. Okay.
Oh, you know a lot about this.
Ve'ena elarishon latum latarus. Umare tor ena soiser beziva. Vavirakin ogea. And if she has a maka and you hold makor makom atome, it will not affect her inyan ziva. Vavirakin ogea. Alkem pshitli de'ena mishtalachas rak mimachin eshchina b'kemaga sheretz. Meaning it's only as if she touched a sheretz. Ve'ena doyma lebalkeri, shuribsa atara, shemishtaleh chutz lishtei machanais. Mesechus psachim tzamach zayim at beis. Dasim hu roe.
So that dam is a rishon ekonomi matame ochlin amashkin? If you hold makor dam is...
If I hold makor makom otame?
Then it's only a rishon which is matame only ochlin. So if a person touches that dam...
But the problem is it is matame a person. It's matame her, right?
How? It's matame who? Her? Yeah, matame is the isha to muzer, but how? If it's a rishon, I thought a rishon is only matame of manamashka, not matame a person.
It's true. I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, pshit the lead. The ena mishtaleth is rak.
When a baby comes out and is covered with blood, isn't that blood from the uterus?
Yeah.
So if you hold that makor dam as tummy, just touching the baby, you're touching that dam, are you tummy?
And according to makor makom tummy, yeah.
Well, dam leida in any event is matame. The nakamid would be if it was a C-section.
Right. Finish up this piece. Balkeri shirubsa toira, Shemishtaleichus l'shtei machanas Maseches Pesachim. So it's very important. He's saying Makor Makomo Tame is not Tumas Re'iyah. That's for sure. Because to be Tumas Re'iyah, then she should be prohibited from Machaneh Shechina and Machaneh Leviyah. So meaning a woman who wants to go to Har HaBayis in theory, if she has Makor Makomo Tame according to Menachos Chinuch, she is not prohibited from going to Har HaBayis. Only Tumas Re'iyah, including Tumas Re'iyah Midrabban and Abal Keri, is prohibited from Har HaBayis.
What's Tumas Re'iyah?
Tumas Re'iyah is a tumor that comes not as a result of Maga, but as a result of you being in the state. Tumas Re'iyah is a woman sees Dam coming out of her, or a Zav sees having an emission. Anytime there's an emission, and the Torah says that emission itself is Matama you. Meaning Tumas Nida, normally a Nida is Matama not as a result of Maga, not because she touched Dam Nida. She is considered to be a Nida because she what? She went through the experience of seeing blood. Now you should know it's very important.
She experienced it as best. What? To see it, she experiences
right.
It going out of her body.
Which comes to a very important question.
Hargasha.
If you look at Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, you are only a Nida Midaraisa if you have Hargasha. That's the Deen of Kesem. Dam Velo Kesem. And the Gemara says, Biv Sara. She has to have felt the Dam come out in order to be a Nida Midaraisa. If there is no feeling, and that's the assumption by Ksomim, then when a woman stains, there's no, it's not a Hargasha, she's not Tamei Midaraisa. So there's three sheetas what Hargasha is. One sheet in Rishonim is that Hargasha is Mizdazeya, that the woman somehow shakes. She has an experience where she shakes when she sees Nida. Almost like V'techalchel HaMalka, right? Like she shakes. The second opinion is that it's some type of feeling similar to when a person goes to the bathroom and urinates. They have a feeling of the body opening up. There's a third sheet that's a chiddush of Nadi Behuda. That if a woman feels the blood, the wetness on her body, that's a hargasha. All the other achronim disagree. Chasam Sefer, the achronim disagree. That's not hargasha. But you should know there are three sheetas on Paiskim what hargasha is. Mizdazea, or somehow that the body's opening up, sensation, or thirdly, the Noda Behuda sheet that we're chashish for, that you feel the dam, you feel the wetness. But without a hargasha, there's no need of midaraisa. Sila iser labaila, sila tuma latara. So the Gemara gives a classical example, I think in Zion, the beginning of Haroa Kesem. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Badka karka aylam, a woman is sitting, she gets up, and she sees that there's dam underneath her. She's not tame, because it's dam velo kesem. That's not considered to be tumas re'iyah. So once again, you see that the tuma of Anida is not because she touched dam Anida, it's rather because she was shofaz, because she went through the process of re'iyah. So makor makom atame would not make her Anida, right? Makor makom atame would just give a status to the blood itself. That the blood itself now has a status of tuma. The question is, what's the status of that blood? Is that blood, because of Makor Makom HaTomei, become an Av or a Rishon? Parshat Pshat is it does not become an Av, correct?
He says in Farish, Ve'ina Elo Rishon HaTomei L'Tomei.
Right.
But you're saying that it's Matamei and Adam, which is against the normal din of a Rishon.
I'm saying that?
That's what you said.
Where did I say that?
I asked you if it had been Tamei Elchud HaMashkin. He said, no, it's only Matamei and a person.
I don't know.
Well, she becomes Tamei. You said she becomes Tamei from it.
Well, you have that here. She becomes Tumas Erev, right?
Yeah.
Umatamei is Isha Tumas Erev. Lataris v'lo labayla. But then he says, Ve'eno elo rishon l'tumo lataris, right?
Right. Maybe it's both, a special din over here.
I don't know. I have to look through that whole sugya again. Okay, we'll stop here. You gave me a lot of homework to do with this.
Oh, sorry. Shkaya, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
When Tessa Shita, that they never know the Sivar, we learn out from Nida, the
right.
Safra law. Why doesn't Tessa just say, forget about the Safra law, for the fact that she makes herself a Nida, that the Baal has to believe her? I mean, she says, I'm a Nida, I had our Darsha. So she's making herself. Why do you have to go to the fact that she's able to makar herself by saying I had to be a kiyam? Just say for the fact that she makes herself a nida.
Because doesn't it mean we're looking for a makar? Eidach and nemisur lahatir.
Lahatir.
Yeah, that's the Gemara, right? Eidach. How do you know Eidach and nemisur lahatir?
don't you need to have a din eidach and then mesurin lahachmir also? Why can't the Baal Peh say, I don't believe you? you just don't want to be Torah.
But
they're the ones, you're a neither.
But there the Gemara on Beishma based on Eidech and Neman be Surim Lahatir, the Gemara is looking for,
right?
Correct?
But don't you need the Din of Eidech and be Surim to bake for Osir also? Otherwise, why can't the Baal say, you just don't want to engage? You know, you're telling me you're a neither, I don't believe you.
Yeah, but she says.
I know we have
had an affair. Yeah. No. She says I had an affair. Don't believe her because
that's because never Shem and Nostein and the Achar. But here, now she's not saying that I'm. That's a separate thing. But over here, just to say that I'm awesome to you, you know, you should have to come on to the dinner.
I thought, you know, when I learned that sugi, I said that maybe hopefully I'll never have to learn the sugi again. Unfortunately, I said that Makor Makom Atame. Remember, it was so confusing. Makor Makom Atame.
You have been listening to a presentation of Ben's Torah. .com